You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, April 20th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Well, Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy makes his debut on the No Spin News tonight. I'm looking forward to that conversation. I have a lot of very specific questions for the Speaker. And I never got to interview Nancy Pelosi. I don't know whether you remember this or not, but it was unbelievable. So Pelosi would never agree to come on the O'Reilly Factor. So one time I ran into her at a White House reception. I was there, I think it was a pre-reception for the Kennedy Center Honors. Anyway, I was over at the buffet table with Billy Joel, of all people, and I've known him forever, so we're just kibitzing, and all of a sudden, Queen Nancy sweeps in the room. So, of course, I'm going to take this opportunity to say hello, which I did. Now, I don't even think Nancy Pelosi knew who I was or am, but her husband did. He's standing right next to her. And I go, Madam Speaker, you know, I'd love to get you on my television program. And she goes, oh, I'd love to do it. Just call my office. And I thought the husband was going to collapse. So anyway, we called her office and she wouldn't do it. So I sent Waters out. Remember Waters World that catapulted him into stardom? At one of her press conferences, he raised his hand. He goes, well, you told Bill O'Reilly at the White House you'd do the show. And she was absolutely furious. Absolutely. Waters, you know, doing what Waters does. So that's my Nancy Pelosi story. We're pleased to have Kevin McCarthy coming on up. But first, things continue to decline for the president of the United States, Joe Biden. That is the subject of the talking points memo. So there are a number of surveys out. I'm just going to give you two, and they do not reflect well on the Biden administration. The first one is Reuters. Okay, it's a poll taken April 14th to 16th, very recently. 1,029 adults, fair poll, breakdown is fair on Democrat Republicans. Very simple, overall, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? total approved 39%, disapproved 54%. Last July was Biden's lowest mark, approved 36%. So he's just 3 points away from his worst numbers ever. In a CNBC poll earlier this month, Fair poll, how would you rate the current state of the economy? Excellent, 1%. Who are those 1%? Good, 14. Fair, 30. Poor, 54. So 74% fair or poor. It's colossal. And it's the worst showing on the CNBC economic poll ever. So Biden economically is faltering. Yet he continues to go out to various places in the country and tell the folks how well the economy is doing. It's mind-boggling. Here he is this week in Maryland. Go.
Folks, look around at our economic plan is working. We've created more than 12,000 brand new jobs in 2 years. That's more than any president in American history has created in 4 years. In 4 years.
12,000. He meant 12 million. He can't even read it off the prompter. It's, and then the people are going, ah, yay, 12,000 jobs. So it's Mad Magazine is what it is now. I mean, everybody knows. You go to the grocery store, you know, I always say it's not going to be Biden versus a Republican if he runs for president, which I don't think he will. It'll be Biden versus a grocery store. Okay, that's what's going on. So the negative impression of President Biden is growing in this country, just in time for the presidential primaries later this year. But when he hits his administration, you can't confront Biden because Biden doesn't take questions. But Corinne Jean-Pierre does. Go.
Thanks, Green. 69% of people polled by CNBC say they have a negative view of the economy. President Biden talks about the economy all the time. What?
He's going to continue that to have that conversation. He understands how important that is for Americans, American families. And so he'll never shy away from that. I know you're reading a poll right now. That is one poll.
It's gibberish. Okay, just absolute gibberish. 69% of the people feel that the economy is not good. And this was whenever you hear anybody say, oh, we'll have a conversation, a keyword conversation, you know it's BS across the board. All right, that's it. Biden administration is doing terribly managing the economy. So the president's scheduled today at a virtual meeting on energy and climate. That must have been exciting. I'm sorry I missed it. And then he met with the president of the country of Colombia. We have it spelled wrong there. It's C-O-L-O, okay? Gustavo Petro. Anyway, I'm happy they had a good meeting. Now I have to scold my producer for spelling country of Colombia wrong. No, I'm not mad. Everybody, a lot of people make that mistake.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Okay, the budget is looming. This is another facade, bunch of garbage all day long. So spending's out of control. Everybody knows that. That's what ignited inflation. There's no, but the Democrats don't want to cut spending. They want to spend more, 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 more. So a new budget has to pass by September 30th. And you would say, oh, that's far away, it's far away. But we have debt obligations that the Treasury Department cannot meet. So you have to raise the debt ceiling. So next month, I got to get paid. If you have U.S. savings bonds, you got to get paid. China's got to get paid. They're holding a whole bunch of U.S. paper over there. And the Treasury doesn't have the money. So they have to raise the debt ceiling, print more money to pay the debt. This is coming. This is a crisis, or will be. So the two sides are staked out. Democrats, Biden, we don't want to cut any spending. We want to spend more. And the Republicans will give you a debt ceiling raise now, but you're going to have to cut spending for the next 10 years in order to get it. Okay? I don't want to get into the weeds, but that's essentially the both sides. So what's going to happen? There'll be a compromise because you can't have the government not fulfilling its financial obligations. But I don't know who's going to win, and perhaps our next guest does. So joining us now from Washington is the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, almost 17 years in the House of Representatives, representing the Bakersfield District of California. So, you're a busy guy. We really appreciate you taking time. Just today, Corinne Jean-Pierre called you a MAGA fanatic and all of that. And the context was that the budget hearings are coming up and there's some pressure on the Biden White House to at least make a compromise with Republicans to get a budget done. Walk me through the process. It looks like the last time you met with President Biden was February 1st. Is that true?
That's true. On February 1st, I went to sit down with him. We're talking about the debt ceiling. The budget is a whole different issue. The debt ceiling is, for your viewers, is like giving your child a credit card. They charged it all the way up. You hit the limit. If you just raise the limit, you're responsible for paying what they charged on it. But do you just raise the limit or do you look at what they're spending before you do that? Now, America has hit their limit. We're at $31 trillion in debt. We've never been this high with the percent of GDP. Our debt is so large, it's bigger than our economy, plus 20%. We've only been in this situation during World War II.
The reason I mentioned the budget is because you can't get a budget unless you guys agree on how much government spending is going to go forward. And the trade, I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you will raise the debt limit in return for assurances that the next 10 years there will be a cap on spending. Is that correct?
That is correct. Okay. We will raise the debt limit. We need to raise the debt limit. But would you just raise the debt limit without looking how you're spending?
No, I mean, no. Nobody watching this program, nobody, look. The Democratic Party will just spend into oblivion. That's what they do. And the Republican Party wants fiscal restraint. And voters can choose what they want. So you talked to Biden in person February 1st. No more meetings. Have you talked to him on the phone about it?
No, he hasn't called me. Now, I've run into him other times. Like the
no,
next
it's all right. All right. I just want the structure. If you want to get to Joe Biden, how does that happen? How does your people put you together? Who's controlling access to him in the White House?
Well, you know, we've talked to, he's got representatives that work for him, and they just say they won't meet with us. So it's really awkward.
Can you give me a name? Is that Susan Rice saying that? Who's saying?
No, it's not Susan Rice. It's he's got representatives that come to the Capitol that are his ledge people. I've had my chief of staff talk to his people. And I've told the president, I sat down with him we had St. Patrick's Day lunch. I said, Mr. President, we should get together again. And he keeps telling me, like he saw me at the prayer breakfast the day after our first meeting. We're going to get together. He went to the Democrats' congressional retreat, and he says, I've got a meeting with Kevin. The only problem is he's never scheduled one with me.
Well, he doesn't know.
I've been very open.
He doesn't know what meetings he has with. All right. I don't want to. I've disparaged him before you came on the air. Not in a personal way, but I don't think he's a good president. In fact, I think he's the second worst president in our history, next to James Buchanan. Anyway, let's get into the, there are three House investigations that my vast audience are very interested in. Number one, do you follow these investigations yourself closely?
Closely, but I don't manage them. I trust people. I believe in the Jim Collins, good to great. I find the
okay,
right.
Okay, so you're not
right
micromanaging
seat.
It, but you're in
I
touch.
I do not micromanage it. I'm okay. In touch. We keep in touch the chairs and we meet, but they make the decisions.
So the oversight committee is looking into Hunter Biden and the source of his income abroad and whether or not then Vice President Joe Biden got anything from that. Can you tell my audience who really needs to be updated?
Yes.
How far along is this investigation and what do you think of it?
I think this investigation is going exactly correct. I give a lot of credit to the chairman, James Comer, and what he's going about doing in his own knowledge through the financial markets and through banking. He systematically, and the frustration that some of your viewers will have is, they want information quickly. But one thing you always want to do when you're investigating something is making sure you're crossing the T's, dotting the I's, you're not jumping at something, you're actually looking and reassuring and testing, is this true? And just last week, and the real problem we have is the Treasury has fought us all along the way for us to get information. The way they treated when Democrats were in the majority, much different. So Comer just went down when they wouldn't give him some of the bank statements. He said, okay, I'll come to Treasury. You don't need to send them to me. And it's appalling that the more we're finding, and since we began this investigation, what we have found so far is more of Biden's family has been being paid. And what's very interesting you're finding is the foreign areas that this money has been coming from. And it's always coming to one entity, then going and paying the Biden family. So we're continuing to follow wherever the money takes us. And it might not get your answer tomorrow, but at the end of the day, we will follow it wherever it takes us and give the American public exactly what we find and the knowledge.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that because we, the people, deserve to know what exactly. The deuce is going on. The Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, is after Alvin Bragg because he indicted former President Trump. So a judge ruled in favor of Jordan, and Bragg has to come to Washington to testify in front of the committee. Is that something that you are aware of? What is the direction of the questioning going to be? Do you know?
Yes. Yeah, I work with Jim Jordan closely. And what it is Alvin Bragg is using federal money. Now, we didn't say Alvin Bragg. We didn't subpoena Alvin Bragg to come in. We went and subpoenaed another individual who used to be a prosecutor with Alvin Bragg, left being a prosecutor, had written a book. And when we
Bragg isn't going to show up. It's the guy who wrote the book. His name is Columbo Palumbo, right? Palumbo, yeah. Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay, so he's going
to
come in.
But Alvin Bragg went out to block us from talking.
Yeah,
to him.
I know.
This is a man that's
but
gone
what
is on
the
TV.
Worthiness
this is a man
of
wrote a book.
What is the worthiness of Palumbo coming in who hates Trump?
Well, this is the one. What you do in any investigation is you get all your information. And before you want to, what we're trying to find is how much federal dollars, what did they plan? Was this all political in the background? So what you're trying to find in it is all the facts that you can have before you get to the individual of where you
but
want
so
to ask.
But so Bragg might be called down. I would assume
he's going to
happen. Now, the third one is the border and the over Oversight Committee and Homeland Security. This is perhaps the most outrageous situation other than inflation in this whole country. 6.6 million migrants estimated to have entered the country under Biden's administration, and record numbers of hard narcotics coming across the border as well. Mayorkas is an embarrassment. Every time he gets up there, he doesn't know, he's this and that. It's hard to believe that the Biden administration would be this incompetent, but there's got to be a reason why they are allowing the narcotics and the migrants in. Do you know the reason?
Look, I don't know the exact reason. I could speculate a lot, but you're 100% right that this is one of the most biggest problems we have, because our border is not, we don't have operational control of our border. I've been to almost every avenue of it, and each one is different depending upon what cartel controls it. If you go to Tucson, Arizona, well, this is the highest number percentage of gotaways. The people who come across, they wear the exact same thing because the Sinaloa cartels, they have to pay. They wear camouflage outfits. They have rug on their shoes. It has the most gotaways because it's vast. And you've got a border situation that we'd have balloons to go up to be able to monitor and see them. This administration has now cut them to try to lower their numbers. But
yeah,
these are not individuals
understand.
Who run up.
But you don't
it
have any
no
why
sense.
Behind it. I just don't understand Look, it. Why would you do this?
Why would you allow more Americans
why?
To die every single day? The fentanyl that's coming here. And Bill, this is what I think people really need to have to think about. You know, the fentanyl comes from China. And I had this discussion with the president on February 1st. I said, why don't you call President Xi and tell him to end this and that you take real action about it? Because what they're doing is, it's the number one killer of people between the ages of 18 and 45. I want your viewers to think for a moment. What do you do between the ages of 18 and 45? This is when you reproduce. This is your most productive year in business, but this is also the age group that defends us in the military to defend our freedom. And they're destroying it. 300 people a day will die from this today and tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. But look, she is going to do it. He doesn't care about that. It's Biden.
But I will tell you this.
Care.
In the last administration, President Trump personally called Xi, and we found the chemicals got stopped. But now these cartels, they don't have to wait to have a budget negotiation to know where they're going to be funded. They're making billions of dollars.
Sure,
they're controlling
problems.
Our southern border.
Okay,
and,
let's shift
and the president knows it.
Yeah, but why is he allowing it? And we can't get an answer to that. I'm not asking you to speculate, by the way. I don't think that's a fair thing to do. But I'm on a jihad to find out why a president of the United States would allow this to happen. I still don't know.
Well,
there's
speculation
that he wants mass migration to, you know, have voting patterns change in the United States as they changed in California, your home state. You know that well. That's the speculation. But let me get on to January 6th and the tape that you released to Tucker Carlson. I'm an honest man. You know that I shoot straight. I didn't get anything out of that tape at all. I got nothing out of it. I got a bunch of political people screaming to me, this and that. In hindsight, should you have done that differently?
No, I think I did it right. And this is what we are doing, right? So the Democrats told me there was like 14,000 hours of tape. Well, we find there's 3-4 times more than that. What I did, I didn't release the tape. I let Tucker's people come in and see it, just like I'd allowed you to come in and see it. I gave a forward ability for those who are defendants to come see it. I'm of belief the more transparency you are, the more honest, but also the American people have a right to know this. So
but they're confused
about make their own judgment.
But Americans are confused. It's politicized like everything is. That's the problem.
But it was politicized from the very beginning.
Yes, it was.
Where Pelosi would not let. And so what I'm trying to do is take the politics out of it, because I don't predetermine. Let people show and see what it is.
All right.
And that's
last
what
question.
You'll continue to see. Yes.
As Speaker of the House, do you have any role in the upcoming Republican primaries at all? I mean, do you speak to Trump and DeSantis and Nikki Haley and whoever's going to get in? I mean, what's your role in that primary system?
I have no official role to pick and choose who should be the person, but as speaker and as individual who knows all, I talk to all of them all the time. Look, they're out on the road. They're hearing feedback. I want to hear it, but I also want them to know what we're doing in the House from the same perspective. So,
there's no favoritism. In the end, will you endorse? I mean, you know, after the debates and stuff, will you throw?
I think there is a very good chance I can endorse, but I don't determine who's going to win or others. But I think I need to work with whoever is going to be our nominee, and I got to work.
But
with
you may endorse before the actual vote. You might say, "I'm the Speaker of the House, and I think this is the best person." You might do that.
Yes. Yes.
All right, I hope you come back here and tell us, because we really appreciate it. You know, I know how it works, and I've been doing this a long time. You didn't have to do this interview, and I just want my audience to know that I ran into you at the Super Bowl. We had a nice conversation. I had never met you before, and you said, "Hey, I'll come on to No Spin News. We'll kick it around." And you're a man of your word. You're a stand-up guy. I want everybody to know that, and I really appreciate your time, Mr. Speaker.
Well, I appreciate you, and I look forward to coming back.
Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves, like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts, like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Now to the media. So ratings for the Fox Dominion settlement were low. I think I might have mentioned this, but now we have the actual numbers in. So CNN, 550,000. This is 24/7. They averaged. Fox News, 1.61 million. MSNBC, 961,000. That's nothing. Nobody watched. The Fox haters didn't watch. The Fox lovers didn't watch. Now, Fox News didn't cover it. So the people who watch Fox News, they didn't even want to hear about it. And it says that basically all Americans, even the liberal people, the New York Times readers, all right, they pretty much had enough of the media. So I was on News Nation last night explaining to Chris Cuomo why the American public despises all media now. Go.
They wanted to see the Fox talent and Murdoch beaten to a pulp. That's what they wanted. They didn't want justice. They wanted to see them dissembled. The LA Times actually ran a column by a loon named Michael Hitzlig that says Fox shouldn't exist. All right? This is the level of hatred.
So I contend that Americans don't like hatred. And now that's what the corporate media is trafficking in. When's the last time you had a good laugh? You know, when I did The Factor, I mean, I don't want to prop it up, but I injected Dennis Miller, Waters World, as we mentioned. I had some light moments there. We'd have some back and forth, Gutfeld and McGurk, and I build it in. What's the last time you actually even smiled during one of these news presentations? It just doesn't exist. All right, New York Times, you know, that paper has lost, I'd say, 90% of its cachet, of its influence. You got to be a real, real hardcore leftist to read the paper. So one of their main columns is a woman named Maureen Dowd. I've met her a few times. I've never had a problem with her in person. She's a backstabber. But she writes about Rupert Murdoch, quote, "The Australian immigrant who ran anti-immigration news organizations and let Fox News thrive on the racist birther lie about Barack Obama reaped billions by putting Americans at one another's throats," unquote. Well, that's a lie as far as Fox News is concerned, because on April 12, 2011, 12 years ago, I put that birther thing right out the window. Roll it.
"No birth certificate has been made public." True. But the state of Hawaii has once again said Mr. Obama's birth certificate is on file. A certificate of live birth has been released. Factor investigation also showed Mr. Obama was born in a Honolulu hospital, and we stand by our reporting.
And what we did was, and I mentioned earlier this week, we went into the morgue where all the newspapers keep their prior editions, and we ferreted out two. Honolulu had two newspapers that announced the birth of Barack Obama. It was a birth announcement. Can't fake it. Now, once I said that, that was it for the birther thing on Fox News, because there was a reasonable environment back then. I'm not going to say what the environment is now. I mean, it's up to you. You could be smart enough to ascertain what's going on. But Dowd completely distorts it and doesn't care. And this is the level of propaganda that we have to deal with every day. All right, let's go to Florida. So the Florida Education Board has extended the Don't Say Gay law. Don't Say Gay isn't really the proper way, but everybody knows what that is. That's why I use it. All right, so this is HB, okay, 1223, quote, "Classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in pre-kindergarten through grade 8. If such instruction is provided in grades 9 through 12, the instruction must be age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards," unquote. And parents have the right to opt out in Florida in public schools. And the other thing is that the only time this stuff can be taught is in health courses, which is right. You got to have public schools, got to have health courses to tell the urchins what's going on biologically. Have to know that. But if parents want to opt out, they can opt out. This is a sane law. I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with this at all. 100% of American parents should support this law. You don't want some nut running into the biology course and telling everybody they should be trans, do you? Is that what you want? Come on. I applaud Florida for taking the lead in this. Disney layoffs continue. Disney, of course, injected itself into the Don't Say Gay side on the part of letting the five-year-olds hear all this gibberish. So they've cut 7,000 jobs now, in addition to, I think, the 7,000 they cut a few weeks ago, and they're going to cut 7,000 or more coming up. So Disney's taking it right here. And it all started when they got involved in a culture war. Alabama, Sweet 16 shooting. I told you we would update you. 4 dead, 32 others hurt. Saturday night, April 15th, gunfire broke out. African-American on African-American crime. All right, there are now 3 arrests. All black males, young, 20 years old, 17 years old, 16 years old. And we did a search on if the media actually covered this or not. Surprisingly to me, NBC Nightly News and CBS Evening News did. They covered it last night that there had been arrests. ABC didn't cover it. There was probably a tornado somewhere and they didn't have time. Okay, Mexico. Mexico. They're not our friend. They're not our friend. So Obrador gets up there and has a press conference 2 days ago, and he has a cartoon with hypodermic needles going into a map of the USA, and then he says this nonsense. Roll it.
Y vamos a cuidar ya la información de la Secretaría de Marina y la Secretaría de la Defensa, porque estamos siendo objeto de espionaje del Pentágono y muchos medios de información en México están filtrando información que les entrega la DEA.
So we're spying on them. And yeah, we are, because you're importing tons of deadly narcotics, fentanyl, heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine to the USA, and you don't care. And you won't control the violent cartels. Now, I can't accuse Obrador of being bribed. I can't do that. I don't know. But I can tell you, in the history of Mexico, many, many, perhaps most public officials are bribed by the cartels. Okay? And clearly, Obrador does not want to solve this problem and is not going to cooperate with America. So we should do it ourselves. And I've laid that out. Declare the cartels, terrorist groups, drone them, special forces. Obrador, you don't like it? Too bad. Smart Life. Okay, I don't have a lot of time to read these days because I have so much to do and I'm on the news and all that stuff. But I did read two fiction books that you might like. First is City of Dreams by Don Winslow. He's a far left guy, but I don't care because he writes good books. This is about organized crime in Rhode Island. I know something about that. And it moves along very well. The second book is Hang the Moon by Jeanette Walls. Remember her bestseller, Glass Castle. And Ms. Walls is a brilliant writer. And I like reading fiction by women because it's different. And I don't care what anybody says, than fiction by men. So there are two books that might entertain you in the Smart Life slot. This day in history, April 20th, 1898. The Spanish-American War starts. President McKinley signed a resolution to go to war with Spain. This was about Cuba. The Cubans wanted to be free from Spain, which ran that island 90 miles off the coast of the Florida Keys. And a man named William Randolph Hearst, who owned a big newspaper chain, was pounding the drum that the Cubans should be free. The Spanish are brutal. So McKinley sent three battleships to Havana Harbor. The Maine, USS Maine, got blown up. And 266 sailors were killed. Now, in a subsequent investigation, it was ruled that a mine did it, that the Spanish didn't do it directly, but war anyway ensued. It wasn't a long war, 4 months. And the most famous part of the war was the Rough Riders, San Juan Hill. Okay, and Teddy Roosevelt led that brigade. And out in Montauk, Long Island, that's where the Rough Riders came back because half of them had communicable diseases. Tropical diseases, and they put them out in Montauk because nobody was out there at the turn of the century. They put them out there so they wouldn't infect everybody else when it came back. Interesting point. In that war, 396 U.S. military killed. Spanish lost about 1,000, and death from disease, Americans, 2,000. Okay, we got mail, lively, and a final thought. We'll be right back. Let's go to the mail. Nadine, concierge member, and I hope you check it out over the weekend. Concierge membership will enhance your life, and you'll actually make money on it. I know Fox News will lose a lot of money, but they will not lose their viewers, at least not that many, because other news organizations have done a lot worse. Okay. Doris, concierge member. Won't Fox News lose viewers if they don't cover Trump adequately if he's the nominee? I don't know. They don't want, the management of Fox News doesn't want Trump to be president. I don't know if they'll lose any viewers because of that. Steve Samolovitz, Egg Harbor, New Jersey. Bill, if you'd like to know why Fox News is not talking much about their settlement, look at what CNN did with Nick Sandman, okay? Nicholas Sandman, you remember, won a big judgment against CNN for defamation, and they didn't report it very much. Hugh Nowak, Cascade Charter Township, Michigan. Light of Fox News settling with Dominion, should the New York Post have an easy time suing all media outlets which spiked the story about Hunter's laptop? No, you can't. It's got to be damages. You got to have damages. And then you have to prove malice, that the damages were intentional. And all of this mistakes or fraud by the media, you can't sue about it. Catherine Grossman, Greenville, Tennessee. Bill, you said on Wednesday there's no liberal talk radio. What about NPR? Very good point, Catherine. NPR is liberal radio. No doubt about it. Absolutely liberal. Clay Jackson. I am a U.S. citizen living in Africa for the last 10 years. I never miss an episode of the No Spin News. I've been following you from your beginnings. Stay safe, Clay, in Africa. Yeah, it's a tough place, as you know. Andy Block, Louisville, Kentucky. Just finished watching the No Spin News. I almost fell out of my chair when I saw the Atheist Nothing There bumper stickers. I'm getting a handful for everybody I know. Excellent. So put that bumper sticker on up there. This is in reply to a bumper sticker I saw that said religion, fake news. We have bumper stickers and they're on the way. Atheism, nothing there. If you buy anything on BillO'Reilly.com in the store we have, and that includes the very, very hot, okay, gear we have for Team Normal, switch out, show Team Normal, shirts, hats, mugs, and we have stickers there too. So you get a Team Normal sticker and then you put the Atheist sticker up there, your car bumper will be occupied. Anyway, you buy anything, we'll give you two Atheism Nothing There bumper stickers free. We're doing this with some humor. Team Normal is us. We love our country, want it improved. We think it's noble, okay? Team Crazy, people who don't. But we're Team Normal, we want you to show the colors, it's catching on. But these bumper stickers, Atheism Nothing There, man, come on. I work hard on this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Word of the day, do not be polrumptious. New word for you, polrumptious, P-O-L-L-R-U-M-P-T-I-O-U-S. Do not be polrumptious. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. And the final thought, let me see what the final thought is. See, I do this show off the top of my head here. I'm not reading on a teleprompter. Okay, it's the Hunter Biden situation. That's the final thought. And we'll be back with it in a moment. Here is the final thought of the day. So every Thursday, I go on WABC, Sid and Friends, which is the highest rated show, morning show in New York now. And you can get WABC radio all over the world. You just punch up their website and you can listen. So I go on about 8:40 in the morning every Thursday. So Sid was, he's conservative, but he's not crazy conservative. But he's annoyed, as many of us are, that Hunter Biden, nothing happening. Roll the tape.
Now you've got the IRS whistleblower, years and years of all this, and still not one Bill O'Reilly repercussion for Hunter Biden. Should I keep waiting? We'll move on.
You know, look, we live in a corrupt country. I've said that time and time again. That does not diminish my love for the country based on what we've done for the world historically and what we offer now, which is more opportunity than any other nation on earth. However, we have a corrupt federal government. And people, they don't want to accept that, some of them, but it's true. So the Justice Department does not want to investigate Hunter Biden, period. It's as simple as that.
That's the truth. Now, as we talked about with Speaker McCarthy, what Congress can do is accumulate evidence against Hunter Biden and perhaps his father, all right, and then show the country the evidence and then refer it to the Justice Department for whatever. That's what Congress can do. Whether they will accomplish that, I don't know. I don't know. All right, so you had the January 6th committee, which was get Trump and blame him for the riot on January 6th. That's what they did. And then they referred it to the Justice Department. And now you got a special counsel investigating that. Anything going to come of that? I don't know. The January 6th committee was in business to get Trump. I don't know whether this Republican-led committee is in business to get Hunter Biden or not. I will know when they decide to present evidence that they have accumulated. But I don't know that now. So Hunter Biden is innocent until proven guilty, all right? And we are a due process outfit here. So due process is you can't convict or condemn him unless you see proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And somebody like Tony Bobulinski coming in and saying, well, Hunter Biden did this and this and this and this, that's not enough. That's not enough. That's part of it, but it's not enough because he's one man. And Hunter Biden will deny it or Joe Biden will deny it, whatever it may be. Am I confident? This is a key question. Am I confident that the Republicans in the House will be able to get enough information to make it clear that Hunter Biden violated the law? Because the U.S. attorney in Delaware is 5 years now. So they're not doing anything. Merrick Garland, the attorney general, is not going to do anything. They're just not. It's won't. Okay? And you can't force them to do it. I mean, I guess you could try to impeach them or something, but it's very, very difficult. So I don't have a lot of confidence in the Justice Department doing anything. But if Congress if the Republicans in the House can come up with irrefutable evidence, which was missing in the voting machine thing, that's what that whole thing was about. I'm taking vivid evidence. I'm going to report the hell out of it, and all the conservative media will. The corporate media will try to suppress it, as they already have. But word will get out. Word will get out. So the final thought today is, look, we just live in a flawed country. Every country on earth is flawed. We're in a down cycle here. But history shows that we can rise up. The 2024 election, 4 more years of Biden, I'm going to start looking at property in Ireland, okay? Because I don't think this nation can survive 4 more years of this man. But our system is our system, okay? But it's my job to tell you if the system is corrupt, and it is. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. New column on Sunday noon. If you go to BillO'Reilly.com, check out all our great gear and our campaigns, the atheism, the Team Normal. But I want you to relax and have some fun this weekend. And we'll see you on Monday.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.